I had the honor of serving in the United States Navy aboard the USS Kalamazoo, an 800-foot tanker that carried fuel, food, and ammunition for the Kennedy Carrier Battle Group. As part of my shipboard duties, when we were at sea, I would have to stand watch. Although we had powerful radar, sonar, and other high-tech methods for tracking ships and aircraft in our vicinity, we still used old-fashioned binoculars at three key onboard locations to scan our surroundings. I was working the midshift, midnight to 4 a.m., and happened to be working inside the bridge, manning the contact board, a dry erase board that kept track of all contacts spotted by the three watch stations around the ship. We were traveling in the South Caribbean near the equator, weather conditions were clear, and the water was smooth. The bridge, as always, was dark. The only source of illumination came from my day glow markers and the various navigational instruments. "Contact off port," came the message from the ops commander. He was one of the navigational specialists, using the more high-tech methods for spotting other crafts. "It's small, distance just over 1,800 feet off our port." The officer of the deck, or OOD, the senior officer in charge of the bridge, turned to me at the dry erase board. "Do you have anything reported from the port watch?"
"No, sir."
"Put it on the board, and check with the port watch." "Wait one." As I pressed my headset transmission, I added the new contact to the board. We'd had several other contacts during the night, Alpha through Echo, which were all visible with running lights. This contact, designated Foxtrot, was something of a mystery. "Bridge watch to port watch, do you have any visible contact?"
"Negative."
"Negative," I relayed to the OOD. He next turned to the helmsman.
"Let's change course to 075.
"Changing course to 075, aye." The helmsman adjusted the wheel gradually, changing our course slightly to starboard. "Course change to 075. "It's changing course with us," the ops commander reported from his scope.
"Adjust speed to 18 knots, the OOD commanded the Lee helmsman.
"Adjusting speed to 18 knots, aye." Ops shrugged, eyes carefully studying his instrumentation. "Still maintaining a parallel course, 1,800 feet off our port." This cat and mouse went on for over 2 hours. Contact Foxtrot maintaining speed and course with us. Speculation ranged from drug dealers in a small speedboat to a Panamanian gunboat to more fantastic ideas involving little green men. The Kalamazoo had very few defensive measures. Our protection was usually supplied by the umbrella of the Kennedy Battle Group, over 10 air squadrons and a dozen warships. However, we were currently alone with an unknown vessel stalking us. My midwatch came to an end. I got some food and hit the rack, our bed. The next day, I checked with the guy who'd relieved me on the contact board. He told me the contact eventually veered away from our course and just vanished. Nobody had an answer. But for those couple hours, Contact Foxtrot held the bridge crew of the USS Kalamazoo firmly in its tantalizingly mysterious grip.